Lesson, our second scripture lesson, is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Hear the word of God. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely. And let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Let us bow in prayer. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The year was 1715. The great cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris was crowded to its very doors. The crown heads of Europe were all gathered to pay their respects at the funeral of King Louis XIV, the Grand Monarch. Brilliant were the colors, flashing were the jewels, flamboyant was the music of the pipe organ, and that music swept up into glorious harmonies. Suddenly the crowd was quiet. Monsieur Lacordaire, the eloquent court preacher, ascended the pulpit. He looked out with eagle eyes upon the multitude, and he paused. What would he say? Before him was the nobility of his era. There were no people higher in rank, none greater in wealth. Lacordaire spoke, and his first words were, "God alone is great." He didn't say, "Louis the Sun King is great." No, the Lord of hosts, he is great. That was the message of this French preacher of the royal court to Europe's nobility. And that was the message also of the prophet Zechariah to God's people in the year 500 BC. Zechariah cried out, not by earthly power, not by earthly might, but by God's Spirit alone is strength. And again, the Lord is King, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. And in today's scripture, Zechariah declares, "Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord." Why should all flesh be silent? Because in the presence of a king, you do not speak. And God Almighty is the supreme king. He is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. God is great. The people of Israel needed to hear this message. For 400 years, their land had been used like a shuffleboard between the great powers of the Middle East. Israel had been pushed and shoved, hit and beaten as the Gentile nations struggled together to establish political dominance in the region. In the 600s and 700s BC, the military machine of the Assyrian Empire ravaged many Jewish cities and towns. And then, in the 600s, the Babylonian Empire displaced Assyrians, and their military juggernaut also devastated Palestinian towns and villages. During this period, Jerusalem was burned, the temple destroyed, and large numbers of Jews were taken captive to Babylon. 100 years later, the Babylonian kingdom collapsed, and the Persians came to power. They established the largest empire that the Mediterranean world had yet seen. And it was at this time that Zechariah preached to the people of Israel. After 400 years of being batted about by the great empires of the world, the Jews might easily have concluded that their little nation amounted to practically nothing. Who were they compared to the rich and powerful Gentile nations? But Zechariah reminded the Jews that though as a people they might feel insignificant, they belonged to God. And God, the God of the universe, the God of history, He alone was great. You and I need to be reminded of that fact every once in a while. We live in an age of computers, giant corporations. Our government has become a vast, impersonal bureaucracy. At times, it's easy for us to feel small and inconsequential. But you and I, yes, we belong to God. And that is what really matters. Consider the greatness of God. Scientists say that the sun is so large that if it were hollow, our sun hollow, it could contain more than a million worlds the size of our earth. A million. Our sun is huge. But God is greater than that. We are told that there are stars in space so large that they could easily hold 500 million suns the size of ours. Now that is big. But God is greater than that. It has been estimated that there are about 100 billion stars in the average galaxy, and that there are at least 100 million galaxies in known space. We cannot even conceive of such hugeness. And yet our God is even greater than that. He is greater than all of His creation put together. Of course, the question arises, how could such a great, such a measureless God be concerned about you and me? How could He ever remember that we are alive on this small planet called Earth? But the wonder of it all is that God does remember us. And that, by the way, is the literal meaning of our prophet's name. Zechariah means God remembers. There is a fact to add to your memory. Zechariah means God remembers. The fact that God remembers is an even more stunning testimony to God's greatness. God remembered Noah and saved him in the ark. He remembered Abraham and gave him a son of promise. He remembered Hagar in her distress and gave her water in the wilderness of Beersheba. He remembered the Hebrews in Egyptian bondage and brought them out with signs and wonders. And this same God remembers you and me. We mean so much to Him that in His love He gave us His Son, that trusting in Him we should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the truth. That is something amazing, something huge. We must always remember that God remembers. You and I are not orphans in the universe. The God of creation is the God who has liberated us from death and destruction. He says to us and to our loved ones who have gone on before us, "Behold, I am your God. I will never fail or forsake you. Be strong. Be of good courage." And again he says, "I have redeemed you and called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the deep waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame consume you. For I am the Lord your God. I am the Holy One. I am your Savior." And this we know, all because of a single man, God revealed in flesh, Jesus Christ, who came to us to love us, to show forth the grace and mercy of God. Praise God, the God of the universe, that he remembers. God is great. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're not clouds floating in the air. We're human beings. And you've honored us so much, great, huge God, that you've come to us in the form of a human being, that we might know that you care, that you remember. We give you praise and thanksgiving. In the name of Christ, amen.